When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hell.
Oh,
and well.
We missed you.
You guys thought that we were dead.
They thought we were dead. Done.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, we hadn't done it in what, a year?
So anytime I lose contact with somebody for more than a week, I assume they're dead.
And I did the same.
Yeah.
So we hadn't talked for a week.
I thought you were done, so I thought, well, that's it for
dead.
That.
Yeah.
I would sometimes late at night reminisce about our times doing podcasts. And I would think, that was fun. It's too bad he's dead.
I did the same. A lot of times I'd be like, what was that guy? And
I would sometimes be like that too. I was like, what was that guy? What's funny is you are – is it fair to call you semi-famous?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be modest about it, yeah, semi-famous.
If I don't want to be modest.
Superstar.
Okay. So it's fair to call you semi-famous and me notorious?
Infamous.
I like infamous. Even okay, notorious or infamous, I will take both. I'll take skiff or dory for small boat. And so for me, being notorious, infamous, for you being semi-famous, it's weird a little that it took us about a year to realize that the other was not dead.
And a funny story how it happened.
Yeah, go on.
So every year in Reno, they have this award show.
That's Reno, Nevada.
That's right. They have this award show. Mm-hmm. And the award show is for it's for people in the entertainment industry who are overlooked by other people in the entertainment industry.
Which is a scandal.
Right. So it's for people who don't get recognition.
And should.
It's called the Reckies.
Short for recognition.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's also a play on, you know, the fact that these people's careers are train wrecks.
Right, the Reckies.
So, I'm invited to present.
Why is that?
They
feel like you're a natural person to host something.
Because in the last
has to do with a
in the last
train
year,
wreck career.
That's right. I was on three or four shows, all of whom got canceled. Of which got canceled.
I remember you were doing a show, and you took. We hosted, I think it was Kettle Chips here at Maids Worldwide headquarters.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, Michael and I, we don't let the bags of stuff go to waste. It's not like we sample and then just throw them out. We diligently, unless it gets a low rating, and then we just toss them, eat the food that we're presented with. And so Michael was doing his television show, and he said, look, I got 19 bags of chips here at Worldwide HQ. I'm going to just take him to the show.
That's right.
And you're walking in there like a superstar because there's no other actor walking in with all these chips and going, hey, guys, table read? Who brought snacks?
I'm the only guy walking in with half-eaten bags of potato chips.
Yeah, you're the only guy who's walking in saying, who wants to sample some of these potato chips that have already been sampled? You're perfect that way. They're like, oh, that guy's semi-decent. And then that show never made it to the air.
No.
You shot all these episodes.
Shot six.
Six episodes.
They said, no, thank you.
Imagine that, folks. You shoot the television show. You shoot the pilot gets picked up, they order this television show, and then they don't air them.
So that sucked.
Mm. It sucks for the public in general. It sucks for you because of your coffers. And it sucks for the world, I think, because I feel like that is like something that is a firm place of denial, and the world is not a better place for that. That needs to go out into the world, and it was prevented by network honchos.
That's right. Network honchos – once again, thwarting my ambitions.
Wrecking someone's career. Hex the Reckies.
Incidentally.
Go on.
This is the Welcome Back edition of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mates. Yeah.
It's a WBE.
With my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
So this is the podcast, if you're just joining us for the first time.
Because maybe in the year, someone has said, you know what the best podcast ever was, though? That these two guys died? But the best, because you know when you die, you suddenly become like 70% better at what you did before.
So much better.
When you were alive, right? So these two, you guys want to talk podcasts? Oh, what podcast are you, Mark Maron? Shit. You know why shit doesn't compare to these two guys who died?
On the podcast, we employ the PER system. P-E-R, pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack. And we've got a great snack for you today.
And that should give you newcomers some indication about what we do. We eat snacks. Fact is, the title might give you another clue. Title of the podcast, if you're hearing people bandy about the word mates, mates stands for...
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks on the internet.
And that's what we do here.
We eat snacks. We pick the snack, we eat the snack, we rate the snack.
The recce's call, they say, Mike, you had a terrible year. We'd love for you.
That's what they said?
Yeah. We'd love for you to present.
Your terrible year is great for them, though.
Oh,
they're probably tracking like Jason Bateman, Michael Ian Black, Tom Cavanaugh, Lilo. They're like, let's just like see who, and when it comes down to the runnings, we'll just see who we can pick for the host.
Oh, no, I'm not hosting.
Oh, no.
I'm just presenting.
Oh, okay, understood. So someone who's hosting is probably like...
Oh, the nightmare scenario.
Oh, God.
For years now, LaToya Jackson has been the host of the Recce's.
Is that right?
Well, you were there, you know.
Yeah, she's got a hold on it. Stranglehold, too.
The Recce's call.
I said handlehold, and Michael looked at me like I was mad.
Well, I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm. It's a handlehold.
I didn't know what a skiff or a dory were either until you said small boat.
Small boat. Well, a handlehold is short for either hold or handle, and then they figured we're just being dumb here with handlehold.
Right.
So instead of changing it to either handle or hold because they liked the ring of it, they went to a stranglehold, which is what LaToya had on the hosting duties.
Right. Well, also, she carries
around... You couldn't wrest it from
her. She also carries around that snake, which... at any moment could have a stranglehold on her.
You remember when we met her backstage?
Yeah.
And you went right up. I was like amazed. I'm like, I don't consider you a brave man. And I don't consider myself a brave man. And you walked up to her like a brave man would.
Yeah.
And I looked at myself and I thought, I'm not a brave man. And so when you walked up like a brave man, you kind of left me as a non-brave man behind. And you went right up to the snake and you were like, you petted it. You didn't seem scared at all. And I was like 40 feet away. And remember, she was like, you coming?
Right. Yeah.
And I was like,
she threw you a look.
Yeah. She's like, yo, you coming? And I was like, I froze. Remember? Normally, I would say something really intelligent, like, I have to download some music, something really smart like that. We're specific, right? You got to go specific with your excuse. Or I'd say something like, I've got an itchy toe, something specific that makes them go, oh, I guess he's got something. But I just froze.
You froze.
And I don't know if it was the snake that froze me or LaToya that froze me. Or just your ease with this python that just had me like, I didn't know, or was it a boa? I don't even know.
I never got the make and model. What I know is I had a choice to make. And thank you for saying I was like a brave man.
You were like a brave man.
But I wasn't feeling like a brave man, but I had a choice to make.
But you, yeah, go ahead.
The choice was, do I let the snake intimidate me? Mm-hmm. Do I let that outweigh my desire to meet a Jackson?
That was my choice.
The answer for me was no.
So you walked in there like a brave man.
I very much acted like a brave man.
No, I was so impressed with you. And it's not the first Jackson you've met.
No, I've met them all.
But you were like, if I can just check LaToya off the list... So you went right in there. Snake be darned. You didn't seem to care.
I figured,
a devil may care attitude.
My attitude about it was, look, it hasn't put a handle hold on her.
Right, right.
It's probably not going to put a handle hold on me.
I don't know, man. That's a whole leap for me. I was like, it hasn't put a handle hold on her because she feeds it. And what does she feed it? Me.
Well, what you didn't know is that I had stuffed my pockets with mice.
Shit.
Before
shit,
because
man.
I knew there was
shit.
A chance.
Shit.
So I knew if push came to shove,
shit.
I had a pocket full of live mice.
Shit. Shit. That is better than good. You know, some people idle it good. That's better than good. When a guy walks, I spent the whole morning with you. Remember, we went to the Denny's, right?
Where do you think I got the mice?
You were squirming and all, but I did not know that you walked out of the Denny's with a pocket full of live mice.
I met my mice guy at the Denny's. Remember when I said I got to go use the can?
Yeah, yeah.
I said I got to drain the snake. And that was sort of your clue. When I said drain the snake.
Over my head.
Right.
Right over my head. When you said drain the snake, you know what I thought?
What?
I thought you were going to go urinate.
I did.
Oh. That was my clue that you were going to pick up mice from your mice guy?
Well, it was sort of like, I'm going to drain the snake.
Yeah, you said, you said. Verbatim, you said, I'm going to piss that out of my dick. Remember?
Yeah, yes.
Verbatim, that's verbatim.
Yes, I did say, I'm going to go piss out my dick. And then I think I said, got to drain the snake.
Because I said, you're going to what?
Right, I said piss out my dick, and then I said drain the snake. Because the waitress had come by.
Yeah.
And she was with an earshot. And at that point, I felt bad that she had heard me say,
piss out my dick.
Right, so then I wanted to use a euphemism.
You corrected it so she would know that you were all right.
Right.
I'm just going to go drain the snake. And then she had a little chuckle.
But that was my little secret clue to you, too.
Right.
That we're going to see LaToya. And I was going to go, after I urinate, go meet my mice guy.
Right over my head. I had no idea. And I did think after a while, when it took you about 4 minutes to drain the snake, I thought, geez whiz, he's taking a long time to drain the snake.
Nah, it's just putting mice in my pockets.
Mice in your pockets. Wow. And so when you were there, you were protected because you had, if the snake came at you.
Right.
If you had time.
Oh, I had time. Remember I had those big baggy cargo shorts
sure.
on.
Yeah.
And when I showed up at the recce, they're like, you're going to wear the cargo shorts? And I said.
And that's when you winked at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were like, you didn't really answer. You just winked.
Yeah.
And they were like, they thought, this is why this guy's having such a poor year.
Right.
Because we asked him a point blank question. And
right. He winked.
And he winked.
Now that they hear this, they'll be like, oh, now I get why he winked.
Oh, he winked because he had a pocket full of live mice.
Right.
But at the time, they just thought he just is really so.
Because you're not allowed
clueless.
To walk into those Reno casinos with mice in your pockets. No. There's a sign that says that.
No live animals.
Right.
Right.
So what am I going to say? No, I'm wearing the cargo shorts because I got a pocket full of mice? No.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the shorts.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to know. I got mice in there.
Right. You're supposed to know that.
So
it's hard for people in Nevada in general to put that together. I don't feel like it's just me.
I don't know. What I know is...
Most people in Nevada are making money.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that someone else might have... The guy standing next to them might have a pocket full of live mice is just... They don't have time for that.
That's why they're in the JVs, right? They're in Reno. They're not in Vegas.
Yeah.
In Vegas, you wink. They know. Live mice. That's the town. That's
100%.
Lance Burton. That's David Copperfield.
Yeah.
That's Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
That's an acknowledged thing.
Yeah.
The wink with cargo shorts.
Live mice.
Live mice.
Live mice.
So they asked me to present at the recce's.
Yeah.
And I'm presenting most disappointing screenplay of the year.
So kind of a silver lining on your tough year.
Yeah.
You get to go to – at least you get to go present at the recce's.
Yeah. They fly me out coach on the recce's. And
22E.
Who do I run into in the lobby of the Stardust? I can't remember his name. He's a football player.
Uh-huh. The Fridge? William the Fridge.
William the Fridge Perry.
Perry. That, yeah.
Yes. Big guy. Big,
yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's even bigger now than when he played.
Huge.
Yeah.
He says, you know who's here? Your buddy Tom Cavan. I say, no, that guy's dead.
Right. I assumed you were dead.
Right.
And you assumed I was dead. Go on.
Then I hear a laugh
it was
coming from behind Perry. I thought it was maybe his stomach doing something.
Oh, it was like this.
That was the laugh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who emerges from out behind
William the Fridge Perry?
William, you.
Yeah, it only took me about 4 minutes.
It took a while.
Yeah, because I
had almost walked off.
I had planned to jump out,
mm-hmm.
and I did, and then I was still like, hadn't even like passed by his left buttock, and I was like, bang, and you're going to see me. But then it was just, and he was weird because he was still wearing his jersey.
I thought that was weird, too.
I was like, you know, buddy, it's been a while.
And the jersey didn't fit.
No, it was probably from his playing days.
Yeah, it didn't fit at all.
It said Perry on the back, but then it didn't, because he'd grown.
Yeah.
Remember how it, like, bunched his tricep?
Yeah.
Or whatever was left of his tricep, or was added to his tricep? Anyway, so I jumped about 4 times, and at the very end, I kind of cleared his left buttock, and you were walking away,
mm-hmm.
as I recall. And I went, remember what I said?
Yeah.
I didn't say I. This is why I thought this was funny. I said... Thought you were dead.
Right.
Didn't say, I thought you were dead. Said, thought you were dead. Yeah. And we kind of stood there. I remember it was awkward.
Well, I screamed.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you thought I had been eaten by Perry and he had just shat me.
I didn't know what I was looking at. I thought, I'm looking at a dead guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's, you know, a second ago.
What did you do? You went.
I screamed. I mean, it was loud.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah. And it was.
So it went like this. whatever. Okay, that's you leaving.
4 minutes go by.
4 minutes go by. Ha, 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 ha. That's me jumping.
Right.
Ha, and then finally, thought you were dead. That was it. Classic.
Classic. Oh, then we had it. Oh, then we had a giggle fit.
Oh, oh.
Did we have a giggle fit?
Yeah, because we had no idea that the other guy was still living. And at the Reckies of all places to be reunited, well, it was just stimulus overload.
Yeah. Well, you know, for a guy who had had a, you know, kind of a down year in terms of his career, to end on that note, for me, tremendous.
Yeah, here we are.
Today on the show.
On Mates.
I mean.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
This snack, I couldn't feel better as a comeback snack than this jobber.
If we planned, if you'd been dead, say for example, for 2 years, double the amount of time you've been dead, and we came back, we couldn't have a better second half kickoff snack than this.
And the thing about this snack is, I guarantee everybody listening has had this snack,
mm-hmm.
and yet nobody listening will guess this snack.
Well, Michael, let's put that to the test. I'm going to give the mateys, welcome back, mateys. Good to see you again. You guys are the best looking crew I've ever laid eyes on.
Oh, tremendous viewers. And honestly, are they viewers?
Ah, I assume they're viewers, but there's some debate still.
In the year since we've done it, technology has improved. Whether or not they're viewers, we'll find out for next episode.
There'll be a letter writing campaign, and we will find out whether they're viewers. But in the meantime, I'm going to put that viewers to the test. Again, it's debatable whether they're viewers or not. I'll give them 10 seconds to guess the next snack. Ready? Go. You bet 10 now?
I think it's 10, yeah.
Okay, so.
You didn't guess?
You didn't get it, right? It's impossible to get. I know you're trying really hard. Did you have it written down? You have it in writing. Okay? All right, so you didn't get it. What does that say? That doesn't say it. You don't have it in writing. Today's snack, ladies and gentlemen, is, drum beat please, Michael. That's what they did, by the way, on Everest.
I thought you weren't at Everest.
I didn't go.
Right.
Within the travel agency. Today's snack, ladies and gentlemen, the comeback snack, the second half kickoff, is
hard
boiled
eggs.
Unboiled eggs.
Hard boiled eggs.
No. I'm bleeding up.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Hard-boiled eggs. So you wouldn't have thought.
Who would have thunk? Hard-boiled eggs.
I mean, what?
But what I like about this is, I'm going to take you back, Michael.
Please.
Come take me back. Not to the time of woolly mammoth. Even before that. The dawn of man. Even before that. You know what you got up there? You got your you know the flying birds?
Yeah, the flying birds.
The pterosaurs?
Yeah.
Those guys, you know what they were doing left, right, and center?
Singing their songs.
Laying eggs.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the other dinosaurs, they're walking around, and what do they want? They want to eat those eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not deterred by the song singing of the... Because they're like, I don't give a shit about that. I want to eat the eggs. And
right.
These... Michael, back then, those eggs were big chunker eggs the size of a football. Big eggs. Like old school eggs, you know? And back then... Every animal wanted to eat those eggs. And that is like, that's 400, 500 years ago.
Oh, easily.
Flash forward to now, and what are folks still eating?
Oh, eggs,
yeah,
eggs,
yeah, eggs. I missed that dull look in your eye when I answered
well,
the question.
Well, yeah, I thought to myself, there's a lot of stuff people
pizza.
Are eating. Yeah, a million things.
A million.
But then I backtracked mentally. I was like, well, what was he just talking about?
Yeah,
and then I thought, oh, dinosaurs. I'm like, no, he doesn't mean dinosaurs.
We're eating dinosaurs these days. No, what are people still eating?
Yeah, and then I got to, and then I very quickly got to eggs.
And then you did. It was actually, if you were to play it back, it was about like a slight 4 seconds. And so people are still eating eggs. And these ones, I tossed into the hot water, boiling water. Next thing you know, I got myself some hard-boiled eggs. It couldn't be simpler. You grab a bunch of eggs, throw them in some steaming hot boiling water, and now you have hard-boiled eggs. You can take them with you once they cool down. You know, you could put them in a lunch.
You could eat them warm. You could eat them room temp. You could eat them cold.
Yeah.
That's the thing about a hard-boiled egg. It's very practical, and it's also it's a durable snack.
It is. You can pack that in your lunch. You can put it in a thing. Listen to this. That's not my head.
Ah, sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder. That's the egg. You hear that? Ah.
Well, what I'm holding in my hand right now is your classic white hard-boiled egg. This isn't a brown egg. This isn't an Easter egg. This is your classic, just white chicken's egg.
White chicken's egg.
And this came right out of a chicken.
You assume. I mean, we assume.
We assume.
There's no guarantee that it did. We assume it did. It looks like a chicken's egg.
And this isn't, I wouldn't say this is even a jumbo egg. This is probably maybe a large, at most a large egg.
I happen to know that it's not jumbo. It's a large egg. At most, it's a large egg.
Maybe even a sort of medium to large
egg.
It's got a lot of condensation on it because it's been in the fridge, so it's cold.
Yeah, because I boiled them up, then I waited for you.
And it's got water on it there. And as you heard,
Walter,
you heard from Tom over there, hard boiled.
Hard boiled.
Tom's taking a selfie of us posing with the eggs.
Because in the new age, we're going to take a picture or two for the mateys. You know why? What's the definition of patience?
People who are sick and need to see a doctor.
Yes. So on this one, we have the hard boiled egg.
Yep.
Go on. I feel like I interrupted you mid-thought.
No, I'm about to crack mine.
Now, one of the most satisfying things is sometimes someone gives you a PB&J. What do? You eat it.
Sure.
You know, you don't have a little ceremonial beginning to the eating of the meal. Some foods do have that ceremonial beginning, which is fun. I can't think of a better ceremonial beginning than the – and it's not even ceremonial when I think about it. It's practical. You got to open the fucker up. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying you got to open the fucker up.
That's right. So you know what I'm saying. And so with this one, you crack it. You have to crack it. You have to peel the hard outer shell out. This is for the people that have never had a hard-boiled egg. And then you take the soft interior and you eat that.
Right.
So one of the fun things is the cracking of it. Now, I bet we're going to have different cracking methods.
We might.
You go ahead first.
I'm sitting at a table.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use the edge of the table.
Worldwide headquarters.
And I'm going to crack right there on the equator.
See, we're different right there. Bang, you cracked on the corner.
Great. Yep.
And now what's your move? And you got a nice little smiley face crack there, right?
Okay, so now the reason I crack in the middle is because I'm going to peel around the middle.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And why am I doing that? So that I can then remove the top and the bottom.
Taking out the North Pole.
And then the South Pole. Boom.
South Pole, boom.
I'm shelled.
That's great. And look at that. Just like that, he's clean and out. Now, my method is different. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going onto the corner of the table. I'm going on the flat.
Okay.
You watching?
Watching.
Are you watching?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sure. Dun, 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 dun. What am I doing?
He's rolling the egg back and forth.
I assume the viewers can see this.
He smacked and rolled.
Smacked and rolled. Now watch what I do. I massage. See that?
Oh, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, you don't like it. I knew you wouldn't.
So he's creating thousands of micro egg shards.
Yeah, but when I roll it, I do this little massage thing, now I take it all off in one. See that?
Well, it's not off in one, though.
That's one. Look at that. Oh, well, just when you picked it up, this guy broke, but that was kind of one whole shell.
Yeah, but there's something
there. Look at this.
I mean, yeah.
That's good. That's good. It's one whole shell I took off. That's the massage.
I feel like my method was quicker and didn't create as many.
Because you had to go picky, picky, picky around the equator, whereas I just went roll, massage.
I could have rolled and then twisted. I could have rolled and twisted.
You know what they say in Detroit? Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Wow.
So now we've got that egg smell permeating Mates Worldwide HQ.
Which I don't mind.
I don't mind it either. Some people really...
Well, if I were to walk in on this...
That's it.
If I wasn't prepared for it...
You know what it is? Possession, 9/10 of the law. If you possess the egg, the smell is like...
Pleasant almost.
Yeah. If you don't possess the egg...
Nauseating.
Uh-huh. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? So, now, when you eat the egg, what's your move?
Well, see, I'm really struggling right now.
Okay.
Because I eat a hard-boiled egg in a very specific way that I feel like might be cheating for the podcast.
This is one of the geniuses... one of your multitudinous geniuses, is that I know when I am – we better move that document up so that we don't – we've got a lot of top secret – Mates Worldwide Headquarters is also like a spy headquarters as well, and we do a lot of work for NATO. Oh, I shouldn't –
No, don't say.
Okay. And so I know if I proffer a certain snack, Michael will have a methodology. Now, for you people out there who are just beginning, you know, just coming into the snack game, you might not have a methodology. But I know that most of the mateys out there, when it comes to a certain snack, they're going to have their preferences.
Of course.
Their system preferences.
In the snack game, there's no – this is what I like the snack game.
Tell me why you like the snack game.
There's no one way to win this game.
Uh-uh. You're right. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not.
You can be a winner. You can be a winner. You can be a winner. I can be a winner. Everybody can be a winner in the snack game.
You can all be winners in the snack game.
But you got to follow your own path.
That's right. Be true to yourself.
So I have a path with hard-boiled eggs, but I feel like for the purposes of the podcast, it actually...
See what I just did there?
Yeah, he just salted.
I jumped the gun because it wasn't my turn, but go ahead.
We'll I feel like I might be cheating. So should I explain?
Of course.
I don't like the yolk.
Uh-huh.
I remove the yolk.
I feel like out of all our massive viewership, you're not going to be the only person with this methodology.
But am I doing the snack justice for the purposes of the podcast if I don't eat the yolk?
Let me ask you a question. Are you following your path?
I don't know. I'm at a fork right now.
If you follow your path, no pun intended, you will be doing this. You will be doing the podcast justice.
I'm going to eat the yolk.
Holy sh!
I'm at least going to bite into the yolk and see how far I can get with it.
But holy! I've never seen so much salt on one.
Because I'm preparing. Because the yolk is gross.
So we just so people have the information, we have a salt shaker here, and both of us have me sort of lightly dusted, and Michael basically covered his thing in salt. So we got a salt shaker here, and we're salting our eggs.
I rimed, rimmed, rimed.
You would know.
My egg with salt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we goes.
All right, so I'm gonna do something I haven't done since I was probably
the first time
I had a hard boiled egg, which is to take a full bite and eat the yolk along with the white.
But if you don't, if that's not your method, don't do it.
But
you
the point of the podcast, the point of the podcast is a critical assessment of the snack, and I feel like by not eating at least some of the yolk, I'm not giving a full assessment.
But you
of the snack.
Are only 40% of the podcast.
But I'm bringing.
I am the other 60%.
I understand,
and so I am going to maybe my way of eating it will then give a full assessment if you combine yours with mine.
But I feel like I'm not giving the yolk a fair shot. I haven't had it in years. Mm-hmm. I got to give it a shot.
Listen, you do what you feel you should do. He's eating that. He ate the yolk. He ate the yolk. He ate the yolk. Mm. He's grimacing. He does not like the yolk.
Mm.
No, he ate the yolk with the white, and now he's not happy about it. Oh, he's not happy about it. He's unpleased. But listen, he sacrificed for the podcast, and we have to respect that to some degree. I've never seen somebody in so much pain.
It's the texture.
It's almost like you were fighting Drago.
Oh, God.
If I were to say to Rocky, you know he hit you, so you got to have a facial expression that Drago hit you, I imagine Michael Ian Black eating a yolk.
Because it's the texture combined with my knowledge of it being an animal.
Uh-huh. Part. What? Chicken.
I like it, and I like chicken.
Chicken's not an animal, though.
No, I understand that. But it's close enough that it makes me feel like I'm eating something alive.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Fetal. I feel like I'm eating something fetal. Whereas I don't feel like when I'm just eating the egg white.
Interesting.
And it's so dry and it's sort of like what I imagine it would taste like if I just collected all my boogers together,
mm-hmm.
pressed them with a rolling pin,
mm-hmm.
added maybe a little bit of corn syrup. Stirred it. And
do you heat it at all?
No. I refrigerated overnight.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like that.
That's what it tastes like.
Well, the yolk is the chicken's posthumous defense. It's like, oh, you killed me? Now you're going to eat my egg? Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to the chicken, we didn't kill you. Do you understand?
You were never alive.
The chicken, you had the egg. We didn't kill you.
Right.
You might get killed. But the egg, we didn't kill you to get your egg. You just laid your egg and we...
Yeah, you shit that egg right out.
Yeah, you shat the egg
you
out.
You shat the egg right out of your asshole.
It's the egg's posthumous defense.
Look, I like dogs and I like cats. I like possums and I like bats. I like geckos and I like snakes. I like the frog that I found in a lake. I like to pet my pets. I also like to pet my friends' pets, yo. Petting all these pets makes my hair wet. Cause all this warm fur makes my hands sweat. I like birds and I feed them bread. I like when cute things sit on my head. Like a kitten or a puppy or a goldfish named Sir Isaac Guppy. I frequently like to visit the zoo. I like when I step in elephant poo.
Eat your egg.
You got it. Okay, so here's what I do. This is funny because I like a tiny bit of the yolk mixed in there.
Uh-huh.
Tiny bit. So watch this.
Right. Yep. Okay, so what Tom did is rather than I basically bit off half of it at once. Mm. Oh, God. It's grossing me out just looking at it. Mm-mm. Tom bit off the head of the egg, got a little bit of yolk. But on your second bite, you really got a substantial amount of yolk.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just eating the yolk by itself.
Because I want to combine. See that? I'm combining.
Oh, and then I saw in your mouth just now when you were eating it, and there was yolk in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Foul. And that's a pun.
Mm-hmm, foul. Not noticed, but I get it. That you make puns. I'm extremely satisfied with this as a snack. Like, extremely satisfied. Back in the day, around in the 40s, when you and I were doing television shows together, I would knock back like 7 of these at once.
Yeah, and you said again, this was the early days of television and really the early days of health and exercise and nutrition.
Yeah.
And before every show, you would knock back about 7 hard-boiled eggs, and you said it gives you strength, and you said it gives you focus, and I think you also used the word vim.
Yeah, it didn't give me vigor, but it did give me vim because it didn't give me a holy. I mean, the guy salts his.
I didn't mean to salt that much.
Do you want any egg on your salt?
I like a lot of salt on my hard-boiled egg.
I was getting all my stuff back then from Jack LaLanne. As was most people, you know, there was only one real fitness expert at the time, and if he said eat
eggs, there was Chuck Atlas and there was Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, Chuck Atlas was sort of before my time, and then Jack LaLanne came around doing one-arm push-ups and swimming a boat across an ocean with his teeth, and we thought, well, there's a guy to follow.
Right.
He must know something. He's got a rope, and he's pulling a boat across a fjord. Who doesn't follow a guy like that? I was surprised he never became president. That guy, you need protein.
Right, protein. That's what he preached.
And I was saying, easy for you to say, where do I get it?
Right. We're not millionaires.
Where am I going to get protein? And he said, you can get it from a simple hard-boiled egg. What?
Yeah. When you heard that, your eyes lit up.
I said, well, I can do that. I know how to do that. I was like, wow, I'm going to be towing boats across fjords. I mean, the world opened up for me back then. As you recall, I was very excited about it, and I would have 7 or 8 of these eggs.
And then on air, almost inevitably on air, you would throw up. And you would say, oh, they can't see. You didn't understand that being on – because we had come from radio.
It was the early days.
You didn't understand.
I used to throw up in the radio studio all the time, and no one gave me any grief about it.
No.
No.
Letters flooding into the station every time you threw up on air on the television. And back then, a lot of people didn't even have television. So the volume of mail that we would get.
I was like, what are people so bent out of shape about?
Right. They don't know. They knew.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought the cameras were for.
Well, the camera actually was taking moving pictures of us. That was beyond me. I just assumed it was like a really fancy microphone.
The number of times I tried to explain that to you.
I mean, I couldn't see it, so why would I believe it?
Right.
You can't really, to me, you need to see something to believe it.
Different days.
Yeah, nowadays, I am aware that if I throw up, I have to be circumspect about it.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have some decorum.
For me.
Go on.
I like the egg white a lot.
You like the egg white.
It's just pure protein. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You load that baby with salt. You put about two tablespoons of salt on there.
Uh huh. How much?
About 2 tablespoons
on one egg.
Well,
on one egg yolk.
No, because you're cracking it in half. You're throwing away the yolk. You've got 2 halves. 2 tablespoons per half.
2 tablespoons per of half. Salt per half.
You're knocking down the egg white. Delicious.
4 tablespoons for a whole egg.
Salt. If you're doing the math.
I guess that seems about right. But you know what the nutritionists say these days?
Sure.
They say, yolk isn't that bad for you.
Well, they say that these days. For me, I'm not concerned about the health benefits or risks of the yolk. I'm concerned about the taste.
Good.
But I do know that the egg white by itself is pure protein. So I'm getting the benefit of 4 tablespoons of salt and protein.
Because on a warm summer day, you sweat a lot. And all that sweat is 100% salt. So you need to replace the salt. So you're replacing the salt with your 4 tablespoons?
Yeah.
4 tablespoons of salt, which doesn't seem like that much
to
me.
It's so painful when I sweat salt.
Yeah.
The fact that it's 100% salt is surprising to some people.
Some people will say there's some water in there, but I don't see it.
Just grains of salt.
Yeah. They're pouring out of your body all white. That's what makes your skin white.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh. I know that. I mean, most people understand that we at Mates are complete high quality, equality organization. And there's been a lot of chatter about the fact that you and I are both white working together, right? And they said, why are you guys working together? And we said, it's not our fault. We both exude salt. And so we're white.
Yeah, I wish I could control this.
You can't control it. You can't control what God gave you.
It hurts when I sweat.
When you sweat, I watch you sometimes, and it's like a snowy winter's day. And it's really beautiful. Like some people, they'll be out there, New York City, thick, hot day, right? And they'll be having a tough time of it. I look at you, and you're like a lyrical fairy drifting across the A-train tracks.
Well, that I don't, like a lyrical fairy.
And I'll nudge the person next to me, and I'll say, look at that lyrical fairy.
I'm not sure that I
and they'll
love
say,
that description.
Isn't that Michael Ian Black?
Right.
And I'll say, yep, that's my friend, the lyrical fairy, Michael Ian Black, drifting across the A-train tracks.
Huh.
It's nice, huh? It's really beautiful.
I mean, I like the intention.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't love the description.
Yeah, I guess I could change it. Okay, I'll change it. Look at my friend, Michael Ian Black, that lyrical fairy, drifting across the E-train tracks. Is that better?
How did that change it?
It was A-train, and then I changed it to E-train.
I do like that better.
Okay.
Ratings?
This is a tough one.
Not tough for me.
It's really difficult.
Why?
I think it's really hard, this one. Really, really difficult.
Why do you say that?
Because for the return episode, the welcome back episode, I want to rate everything a 25.
Oh, just because you're excited
you're not
to be
dead.
Back.
I'm just happy you're not dead.
Right.
I assumed you were a goner. I assumed you were in hell. You know. I mean, God,
believe
me, Hugh's not going to heaven.
This last year, yeah. I thought maybe I was.
Maybe you were. Would you like some tea? That might be all the salt. For all the newcomers, Michael was raw dogging it today.
Well, you know, we start each episode with tea. Now, whether it's black tea or green tea, we can go either way. With green tea, I always raw dog.
You always raw dog the green tea.
Black tea, usually milk and sugar.
Yeah, but not today.
Raw dog the black tea.
Raw dog the black tea.
Tell you why. I'm trying to cut down on sugar.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that? Sugar tastes good. I don't understand.
All right, I'm back on sugar.
Okay, good. All right, rate it! Rate it!
All right, so hard-boiled egg as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I got to break it down further.
Break it down. I want you to put portable in there, but go ahead.
Well, portability, that's a 10. Mm-hmm. But most snacks are portable.
Juggling ability.
10.
Mm-hmm. We're not juggling bowls of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
But you know, these are not all weighted equally. Juggling right. And portability, they rank pretty low on what's important.
For some people.
Yes. For me.
For jugglers, they're like, I need a snack I can juggle.
But if you're a juggler, mm-hmm. Nobody's impressed if you're juggling hard boiled eggs.
No.
You start juggling some Jell-O cubes, people are like, oh, that guy's a juggler.
Or if you got maybe one hard boiled egg, a chainsaw and a machete.
Great. Portability, juggability, yes. All tens.
Yep.
The shelling. I love the shelling. I'll give the 8 on the shelling.
Yep.
Great fun.
I'd go 9 on the shelling.
Well, I'm trying to... Yeah, I mean, go 9.
And for that category, it's like, what's going to be a better shelling? A peanut?
No. Edamame? No.
No. So that's why I give it a 9.
All right. 10. I'll give it a 10. It's perfect for shelling.
Perfect for shelling.
Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty and the most important part, the taste.
Mm-hmm.
And there I got to subdivide again.
Yep.
Egg white, egg yolk.
Okay.
Egg yolk, it's a 0 for me.
You don't like the egg yolk at all.
I can't. I don't like looking at it. I don't like smelling it. Even if I have just a skid mark of yolk on my white.
That displeases you.
It displeases me.
If you were to walk down the great proverbial snack aisle and all it was egg yolks.
I'm leaving that snack aisle.
You'd leave empty handed.
Egg white,
egg
on the
white,
other hand.
Though.
A little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
A couple tablespoons of salt.
Yeah. Two per half. Yeah. Protein out the wazoo.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. I feel good about eating it.
Yep.
I give that an 8.
Yeah. Ooh.
But
what then would be your overall rating for hard-boiled egg? Because you got a bunch of tens in there, you got about nines, you got an eight in the most important category.
I know, but
me.
Zero. I mean, zero is really going to bring it down.
Uh-huh.
And it's not. And it's not. And the tens don't count as much as the taste. Six and a half.
I look at this hard-boiled egg. I say, you've been around forever. That's not going to get you anything, egg.
No.
Because when I'm out there and I got like a holster full of snacks, frankly, I don't have enough depth as a human being to care about history. I just don't.
Tradition doesn't merit.
Ain't
not
in
at,
me.
Not at mates.
I know that it should, but in the snack game, if you get caught up in trying to please your forebears, those who came before you, you're out. You're out of the snack game.
That's what happened to Hostess.
Gone.
They're back, but
they're like scrambling to try and please us, which shows you how low they've gone. I mean, if you start trying to please us, you ain't going to please us. We'll rip anybody, right? That's our motto. We'll rip anybody.
And respect for women.
I just created one new motto and we have one old motto. We'll rip anybody, respect for women.
Well, that's what we're about. But yeah. We'll rip anybody.
Listen, it's not who we are.
No. But it is what we're about.
Yeah. It's not what we do.
No. What we do is we'll rip anybody.
Yeah. What we do is we rip anybody. What we're about is respect for women. So, for me, Michael, you hit on something when you were running your classification that is great for me. And that is when I eat the hard-boiled egg, I love the fact that I feel good about it. Michael, I love it. You saw me there knocking back eight back in the days of television, early days of television and days of radio. I feel good about this snack. I feel really, really good about this snack. I like my method. A tiny little bit of dryness mixed in, comes from the yolk, mixed in with the glorious white. Add a couple tablespoons of salt per half. Goodness gracious. For me, this comes in a 7.5.
A high rating. A fair rating.
Mm-hmm.
Even higher, I rate the reunion today as a 10.
I look at the reunion and the return of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks as a beyond category.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.